Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck.
This podcast brought to you by Competitive Trucking Insurance from Total Insurance Agencies. Be totally covered. TotalIA.com.au. And Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bucks off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip
flop. Welcome, all you mob, to another week of the Trucking Hour. Before we start the show, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this country and the traditional owners of the land from which we are broadcasting from, past, present, and future.
It's 98.9 FM's Truckin' Hour with Marshall Wattigo.
Sponsored by Wattigo and Sons Transport. Providing professional, personal and cost-effective solutions to all your transport needs.
And Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it must be Seats R Us. With your host, Marshall Wattigo.
And welcome all you mob to another week of the Truckin' Hour, hosted by me, Marshall, the million-dollar voice Wattigo. And
Alex, the mega trucker,
and
Nate, the mad dog.
Oh, calm down, mad dog.
He's here.
Look, boys, welcome back to another awesome show. But before we get started, we must take a moment to reflect and remember those great sponsors who sponsor us every week. That's Mark and the boys at Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies, be totally covered.
That's right, they are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, what do you got on such transport? You call, we haul, you suck, we unhook. That is right.
Oh, I was welcomed
back. That was very guttural. Look at that. That was
that was a nice welcome
guttural.
Back.
That was, welcome back, guys. Welcome back, Carter, because here we are. And look, this week, boys, I am so excited. I'm pumped. I'm amped, you might say, because this week we're playing, we're not doing the normal songs that I usually choose. Because I, I'm pretty selfish and I choose the ones I like to listen to. And then I listen to myself on our podcast. Yes, guys, we have a podcast that you can listen to 24/7.
Nate Dogg sets it up,
the mad dog. Yeah. And look, you guys can listen to that anytime. And that's what I do. I listen back to our shows and just relive how awesome and how amazing that we are. And look, this week we're not going to play those songs. We're going to play a playlist. This is going to be a new thing we're going to do. When anybody sends in a playlist, we're going to play it.
So
please, guys, get on board. And if you want to, just send us a message via that 98.9 page and just send us through your playlist. And then, of course, they need to be trucking related or sort of, you know, like we're not just going to play anything. And yes, I will pick the eyes out of it. Because that's what I do. but this playlist today, I haven't had to pick the eyes out of it. It is a very awesome playlist by Mark. And look, Mark, you've done really well. I'm loving all the songs. And look, we're playing the songs today, big guys. So sit back and enjoy the show because you know what's coming up. And
exclusive.
Yes. So this goes out to my man Mark from Ace Excavation. He's a huge fan of the show, and look, he'll be sitting here right now laughing. Old Bobcat Boy is what we like to call him, or Mr. Aerodyne, because one of the songs that he's the one who always requests Boy in the Aerodyne. Well, Mark, see, there's a reason for that, because Mark's got his own Aerodyne. Oh. And, he's doing it up for all the truck shows next year when we return back to the truck show circuit. Ooh. Mark's one of us boys that we always go together, and, he'll have his big Aerodyne all done up and pimped out for all the truck shows. So bring on 2021 truck show circuit.
I hope that's not the song you crossed off, Marsh.
No. Mad Dog, calm down. I never cut off Boy. I always play it for him. But look, the first song we're going to play, I don't think it's ever been played on this station, to be quite honest. He's a bit of Jimmy Barnes with Driving Wheels.
Treat yourself.
Thank you.
ship's in overdrive. He's been up and down this road so many times. The man of his heart, and such and just keeps it moving. Only the loud can tame the rebel in himself. It's the rhythm of the highway as it rolls on by. The city lights as the fateful sign. Drive the man behind the driving wheels.
call you, Bob? You are still on the Trucking Hour with me, Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice, Wardigo, and...
Alex, the Mega Trucker.
And also...
Nate, the Mad Dog.
That's right. Come down, Mad Dog. And look, our sponsors, as always, are Mark and the boys at Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us also.
Total insurance agencies be totally covered.
And that's right. They are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, Wardigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
Man, it's good to be back.
Well, it is. It is. We missed you last week, Alex.
You told me you had a party.
Yeah, we did. There were streamers and confetti. What was that for?
Jumping castles as well.
Jumping castles, we had it all here.
Celebrating the new listeners.
Yeah, that's right. We're celebrating because we hit the double digits with our listenership.
Oh.
And... Mad Dog, you were saying we've got another listener this week.
Oh, we could potentially have five this week, actually, because I've been...
Bull!
I've been starting...
Don't play with my emotions.
I've been starting the wildfire, just slowly, but...
Yeah, you've been planting the seed around Bris Vegas.
Yeah.
And just going, hey, guys, tune in.
Just, hey, guys.
I told you what we need to do to increase our listenership. I've already said that I want to get some... a team of Black Thunders, but we'll call them Murray Thunders. And then we'll drive around Brisbane handing out cold, hard cash.
Oh, God.
Cold, hard cash, baby. Them off. That's it. And fizzy drinks. the caffeine beverage.
I'm sure they come in handy for those long roads.
Well, that's it. Probably not a deadly choice, but I'm just thinking that's how we can increase our listenership. But speaking of deadly choices, I've had to make some deadly choices this week, and I had to look in the mirror. I had to go into a room full of mirrors and have a good hard look at myself, and I did, and I didn't like what I saw. No, I did. I loved it. Every inch of me is amazing. But I'm talking about internally wasn't that good because I went for my usual, because I'm closing the gap program, all that sort of stuff. So I went to the doctor for my checkup and all that. And they said, look, you're getting a bit old, Marsh. I shouldn't say that. She said, you're getting more distinguished, sir. And perhaps we should do a blood test. And I said, yeah, why not? Let's do this. So I went and did the blood test, come back with the results, and my... everything was pretty good except my cholesterol. Ooh. And the doctor said, well, look, let's have a chat about your diet. She said, what do you usually eat? I said, look, I'll get up in the morning. I'll have an up and go. That's for breakfast. I'll usually have an egg and lettuce sandwich for lunch. And then it's usually McDonald's or KFC or something bad for dinner because I'm usually still on the road. Yeah. So I said, look, but it's not all that bad. Shani cooks, you know, when I'm home, Shani always cooks us a great home-cooked meal. She said, oh, that's great. And I said, during the week, my weight's really good. I said, I eat really well. But I said, I get to the weekends and it's just all bets are off. Well, we go shopping and Shani, she's an enabler. So I'm going to out her right now for this. She, when we go shopping, we always get the hot chook and the tiger rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh rolls, Saturday morning. So then I go home. Shani breaks up the chook for me and then she peels off all the skin and I get to eat the whole skin off the whole chicken. So she said, look, big guy, you might want to cut that out.
Why is that bad?
Yes. And then I told her, I said, look, there's some days that, you know, on the weekends that I may binge watch TV and then I'll sit down and I might only eat a packet of Tim Tams for the day and a couple of cans of Coke. And she said, ooh, we might want to replace those Tim Tams with nuts. I said, look, just kill me now, Doc. I don't want to live in a world without this stuff. But look, I have made some deadly choices already, and we're going to turn this thing around. So join me, if you will, on my journey to fix up my cholesterol. So look, that was one of my sad tales this week. Mm. Perhaps we should get back to some music because I assume a lot of people will be crying over this news about my cholesterol.
But, this might be the last show.
No, unfortunately. We're here for good, baby.
Yeah.
You're stuck with us. But look, let's get straight back into the music. And here's the next song that Mark's got on his playlist. Thank you, Marcus, Bobcat Boy. Here's a bit of Tony Justice. Last of the Cowboys.
Treat yourself.
guess I'm about as ready as I'm going to be. See if it's so good. I'm back one more trip up the road, bud. How you been?
Pretty good. You can get up, bro. Nice truck.
I guess these old trucks changed a lot since you first started driving back in 1961. It's been a minute or two, ain't it?
It was good trucks back then, though.
Yeah. A little tougher. It's been a little tougher back in the hour now. Pleasure to get to run with you. I know you, well, for folks like you, y'all pay the road for me to be able to do what I do and get out here and make a living, so we sure appreciate it.
Good to run with you.
Yeah. Since you're the legend among the two of us, so you better run that front door and maybe I'll stay back behind and learn a thing or two, bro.
I'll try to teach you something.
All right.
Yeah, I will.
Well, let's see what we can do, see if we can get her done.
All right.
All righty.
We'll do it.
Mountain highs fade off into the distance like ghost riders in the sky. Black smoke and white wine, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, the giddy-up gone boys. 18 wheels off the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, a modern-day outlaw gang. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. It's a family tradition, diesel's running through our veins. Our daddy showed us the ropes, we were born in the fast lane. Branded by our heroes, taught to saddle up and move. Keep this country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. We're the last of the cowboys, the giddy-up gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, modern-day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. Time generation, little old school salvation. Blazing trails across this nation, sea to shining sea. We're the last, we're the last, we're the last of the cowboys. Go boys, 18 wheels on the concrete. It's slow and dying breed, rolling like Jesse James, a modern day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys.
Hey, all you mob, it's Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice here. And as you all know, I own a fleet of trucks. And to work them, I need the best insurance coverage possible. That's why I've always trusted Total Insurance Agencies. They have access to hundreds of insurance companies and underwriting agencies, so you receive the best value. Professional advice from experienced insurance experts that you can rely on. Stress-free claims management for when you need it. Direct access to your own personal insurance representative means no dealing with call centers. Accessible and available out of hours because they know life happens 24/7 and they really are there for you. Total Insurance Agencies are a proud member of the Steadfast Group, who are the largest general insurance broker network and group of underwriting agencies in Australasia. Get in touch with them to see how they can help get the most from your insurance policy for your trucking or mobile plant and equipment business. Get on the website totalia.com.au or phone or text anytime, 0409 626 724, or call the team on 0730 67 8672. Total Insurance Agencies. Be totally covered.
On a wet New England highway, hauling freight to Camarillo, a tired and weary driver fell asleep behind the wheel. And that driver and his young boy both died on that homeward run. Wife lost her husband, mother lost her son. Well, the bus at Kenworth was repaired and was soon back hauling freight, running produce to the markets from Hay down to Adelaide. And old Nev was the new driver. He's not one to spin a line. This is his story of the boy in the Aerodyne. It was gone 3 a.m. out on the moonlit road. Old Nev was getting spongy, still a long way from home. He scanned across the gauges, then sitting at his side, out of nowhere there appeared a ghostly vision of a child. Well, the ghost just stared and blinked, looked him square in the face. The startled Nev just uttered, "How you going, little mate?" But he didn't say a word, and in a moment he was gone. Old Nev was shaken up, but wide awake he carried on. When the road is hard and the night is long, it's so tired. In the Aerodyne. Over many months that followed, the boy appeared in the cab, but only late at night, when Nev was tired and something bad. And finally Nev told Steve, his mate, but Steve could only scoff. He said, "Hey Nev, you're in the horrors, mate. You must be going soft." Then on a hay Newcastle run, Steve had to take the shift. When up round Sandy Hollow, the rig began to drift. It was then the ghost appeared. Steve thought he'd lost his mind. The mainspring leaf had snapped. The boy had saved his life. When the road is hard, so tired, we can't go on. There's a guardian angel at your side, ghostly man, boy in the Aerodyne. Nev finally gave it all away, and he sold the old rig to a bloke over there in WA. And the stories filter back about the ghost of the boy that died, still watching over weary drivers in that old Aerodyne. When the road is hard and the night is long, it's so tight. Guardian angel at your side, ghostly mate, the boy in the Aerodyne.
And welcome back, all you Bob. You're still in the trucker now with me, Marshall, the million-dollar voice, Wadigo, and...
Alex, the mega trucker.
And...
Nate, the mad dog.
Calm down, mad dog. And look, our sponsors, as always, thank you, is Mark and the boys at Seats R Us for a seat to suit. It has to be Seats R Us. Also...
Total insurance agencies be totally covered.
They are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, Wadigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right. See that one?
That was different.
Cut that one short.
Is that your cholesterol there?
That was a bit of cholesterol come out of my throat. Whoa! Okay. let's put that behind us, guys. Forget about
that's
it.
That's a lowered cholesterol on. Version.
Oh, that one hurt. Okay. Look, and that there, guys, was the song that you've all been waiting for. I know you were waiting for this one, Mark. The Boy in the Aerodyne by Travis Sinclair.
What a song.
One of Mad Dog's favourite songs right there. Look, I was trying to put that cholesterol behind me, but it just came back. You know what that was from? Today I sort of I had a cheat meal. I went to the Shell. No. Well, Gunny, my good man, Stephen, Gunny Man Gunn, he came up to Bris Vegas for the first time. He's been on holidays for a few weeks, and I hadn't seen him for a few weeks, so we met at the Shell, and we sat down and we partook in a meal together, and I got the medium breakfast, and it was fantastic.
Not good for your cholesterol.
Nah, so it's going to be nuts for the rest of the day. Oh, nuts and water.
Marshall, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we got Christmas coming up too.
No. It's a bad time of the year to like try to turn your life around, eh? Goodness gracious, with all these free Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Because if it's free, you know it's me, baby. I'm there.
Boy, that's a line there.
Yeah, if it's free. I've always had that one. If it's free, it's me, baby. I'm there.
Oh, God.
I'm dreadful for a free party. But look, let's get straight back into Marcus's playlist here. And here's a bit of Linda Ronstadt, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Treat yourself.
Pitiful me.
welcome back, all you, Bob. You're still on the Trucker Now with me, Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice Wendigo, and
Alex, the Mega Trucker,
and
Nate, the Mad Dog.
Oh, settle, Mad Dog. And look, our sponsors today, gentlemen, are Mark and Boys. Mark and the Boys at Seats R Us for a seat to see. It has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies be totally covered.
That's right, guys. They are the best in the biz. Plus, Wendigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
Oh.
No, that one, cholesterol free. Goodness me. And that there was. Was that pretty close? Do you know that song?
Yeah, because a listener, he phoned in and he did that and he said, do you know the name of that song?
It sounded really? Like it hummed it to you?
Yeah.
And did you get it?
Yeah, I had to have a good look at through the playlist online.
But did you get it from him humming though? Like
no, yeah. Can't always get it. But yeah.
Now, yeah, if I had a run, you probably would have picked it straight away because that there was me and Bobby McGee. I just hummed for yous. look, I thought you would have been all over that like a bad rash, Alex. No, it didn't hit.
What song did you hum to?
me and Bobby McGee.
Oh, I was gonna get Slim Dusty.
You always go straight to Slim every time, Alex. Just let it be. yeah, the old humming. I'm bad for that. I'm just sung it. I've been telling Chetty about songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, about when you got a song stuck in your head and you only know the chorus main chorus part and the rest of it is just humming along?
Well, that's me at home. I just sing like bits of the same song over and over and over, and I don't know why, but it annoys Chetty sometimes. Because my voice is amazing. Like, if I was walking around your house singing, following you around while you were trying to do something, you were concentrating, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's great. That's helping me focus
I'd
better.
I'd do it with you.
Yeah, exactly. That'd help you focus. But, no, Chetty sees it totally in a different light. He thinks it's annoying. But,
not with the Million Dollar Voice.
I know, exactly. That's, Yeah, my talents are being wasted right there. Oh. Chetty, pull your socks up, woman. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm sorry, baby. Look, let's get back to the music before I bury myself into a huge hole here. we're going straight back to, somebody, your favourite song, Chetty, Blake Shelton and God's Country.
Treat yourself.
Outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, side getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again. We're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God. Headstone reads or what kind of pine wood box I end up in. When it's my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
the North Pole. Calling Red Nose Reindeer 1. Come in, Red Nose Reindeer 1.
This is Red Nose Reindeer 1. Ho ho.
Santa, where are you?
I'm at Seats R Us Rockley at the moment. My sleigh seat's stuffed.
But what about the presents? And the children?
It's okay. Seats R Us can replace my sleigh seat while I wait. Ho ho.
Are you telling me Seats R Us saved Christmas?
Go to seatsrus.com.au. Ho ho ho.
Looking for competitive insurance for your trucking or earth-moving business? Over 40 years' experience specialising in trucks, mobile plant and equipment. Total Insurance Agencies pride themselves in providing quick and accurate responses to clients' needs. Phone or text anytime. 0409 626 724. Visit totalia.com.au. Be totally covered. You owe it to your business. Station sponsor.
Two-stack Mac with a bunk in the back, and she's crawled from head to toe. She's got a screaming cat that won't hold back, so hammer down, boys, let her go. She's a lady of the night with her chicken lights, I guess a couple hundred or so. I get lost in the lines and the way she winds to that XM radio. Hey, Mr. DJ, play me a song. Want about trucking all night long. I got a girl, she's a waiting at home for me. This old rig, she sure is fast, spinning them sides she rolls past. A long haul trucker is all I'll ever be. Chicken lights and chrome, yeah, I'm headed home. And you can see us coming from a mill away. She lights up the sky like the 4th of July. Trucker's favorite songs, Alabama's roll on and chicken lights and grown. She's lipstick red, man, she'll knock them dead as she rolls through the scales. She let the black smoke roll when I pour on the coal as she's blazing up the trail. You can bet all eyes out on 65 will have the shade from a shine. There's nowhere to hide, she's too damn bright. She's a burning up the night. Chicken lights and chrome, hell, I'm headed home. You can see us coming from a million miles away. Alabama's roll on and chicken lights and chrome.
Ed, welcome back, all you Bob. You're still in the trucker now with me, Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice. What do you go, Ed?
Alex, the Mega Trucker.
Ed.
Nate, the Mad Dog.
Oh, goddamn Mad Dog. Hey. Boys, our sponsors today, as always, are Mark and the Boys at Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies, be totally covered.
That's right, guys. They are the best in the biz. By supporting on such transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
Hey.
And there we go. Look, that there was a bit of Jesse Watson and... No? You didn't get it?
Not that one.
A bit of chicken lights and chrome. Oh, yeah, that was woeful. That was That was, yeah, I could see how that could become annoying. Look, let's get straight back into the music. Here's another one we would not normally play on the station, but just because this is your playlist, Marcus, here's a bit of Sam Morrison and Turn the Page.
Treat yourself.
Some highway, least of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out as one lone song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, belaying the star again. There I go, turn the page. You walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road. You can feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliche, is that a woman or a man? You always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Well, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, laying the star. With the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Well, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, laying the star again. There I go, turn the page. Well,
Australia.
It's 98.9 FM.
The best country music. All the classic masters meets today's best country.
So turn it on and turn it up.
Only here on 98.9 FM. For the best country.
Marshall's Off the Wall segment here on the Trucking Hour on 98.9 FM.
All in all, it's just another song off the wall.
Dead wall. Welcome back, all you mob. You're still on the Trucking Hour with me, Marshall, the $1 million voice of Wattigo, and
Alex, the Megatron.
And?
Nate the Mad Dog.
Absolutely. Calm down, Mad Dog. And look, our sponsors once again this week, and thank you so much for your support, guys, is Mark and the boys at Seats R Us for a seat to suit. It has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies be totally covered.
That's right, guys. They are the best in the biz. Plus, what do you got on such transport? You call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
Damn. He's still going.
He's still gone. I've still got it, even with, like, high cholesterol. Still got it, baby. And look, that was our off-the-wall sweep. And you know what that means, guys.
It's the end.
Yep, get the tissues. We're out of here. And I'm going back to work. And what are you boys doing this weekend? Any big plans?
I was going to say, I'm going back to work too.
I know, but
I am working.
But yeah, exactly, and loving it. You're living the dream.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg, you're living the dream right here in the studio. So is Alex and so am I.
Yeah.
The three amigos.
The three amigos.
So, but what's happening this weekend? Alex, shoot.
This weekend, I'll probably be sleeping.
Yes, and?
Riding the BMX.
Riding the BMX. What's what you got?
I got a Haro.
Really?
Yeah.
A old school or a new one?
Really old school one.
Stop Haro it. Match.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I got a few BMXs. I got a Haro. I got a Mongoose and a Robinson as well. Yeah, I like old BMXs, like old school. Because when I was in high school, I would, like, I'm pretty much, that's how I evolved into cars and trucks, was at high school, I would just pull apart BMXs, powder coat them, put on some good racing wheels, just, you know, change the stem crank, just, like, I mean, I would pimp out BMXs. I even had a side hack, a sidecar, when I was in high school. We used to ride it to school, me and the boys. And I set up with a 10-speed gear on it off a mountain bike. And, yeah, it was swish as. I'll find some photos and I'll show you. Yes. It was pretty special.
Marshall, I can relate to that story because I pimped up this bike myself too because I was looking for, like, the perfect kind of BMX for me. And I was finding that they're in the middle of nowhere to actually get them and bring them back to where I live. So I had this genius idea. If I just buy the frame, then I just got to buy the rest of the parts. And guess what I did? I bought the frame and it had the seat and the chain.
Yep.
That was it. And I got that for cheap. And then what I did was...
spent $1 million on the rest of it.
I spent $1 million on the rest of it. I put it in the bike shop.
You got to.
I put it in the bike shop and I kept ordering all the parts that I wanted that I thought were the best parts for that bike.
Nice.
And then they put it together for me. And then I took that, went to the bike shop, grabbed it, and I just took
right
off
into the sunset.
Yep.
Oh, hello. Yeah, no, I love BMXs. I got a few like older friends like myself that, you know, we still try to relive our misspent youth.
I love it too. And I have this memory of this mountain bike, going on a mountain bike for the first time. It was a mate's bike. And the chain came off or came loose a bit. And this was a 24 speed or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was just remember sitting there on the side in the hot sun of Queensland.
Yeah.
Just thinking, how do you put this chain back on? I mean, which one? I mean, there's 24 options here.
Yeah.
And just being totally confused because I'm too used to the push bike with just
single chain.
Single chain.
Cog, that's it. Oh, goodness. Yep. Mad Dog. I don't know how the Magdor didn't just lose it and throw it. But
did feel like that, but I thought, this isn't my bike, so I got to really figure this out.
Good point. But if it was my bike, I would have just thrown it. That would not have worked it out. But look, my weekend this weekend, I get my lovely daughter this weekend, Katie, she's coming over. So tomorrow we're going swimming at my sister's place and barbecue lunch. And I'm going to be working on my new one tonner that came home last week. I got two Kingswoods to come home. Well, I've got one tonner and Kingswood sedan. And the one tonner, guess what I've called him? Because I've got my LJ Tirana, which I call Terry Tirana. I've called the one tonner Tony Montana. Instead of Tony Montana from Scarface, I've gone Tony Montana, the one tonner. Hello. Tomorrow, I got it running yesterday. Actually ran, but I've got to replace all the vacuum lines, put new points, coil, condenser, just give it a bit of a tidy up. And tomorrow I'll be driving it. Oh, well, Jai will be. He'll jump in and drive it around the yard because he's got his learners.
Yeah.
And I don't really care for driving, so I'll just let him do. He does all the driving of all my cars around the yard. Keeps them all turning over. So that's my plans for this weekend. So, look, we better get on out of here. So if you're heading off, Be safe on the road. If you're heading home, enjoy that time with your family. And we'll see you all back here next week on 99 FM. Trucking Hour.
Nothing better than country music.
Broadcasting live across the nation.
We're just cruising country. It's got to be 98.9 FM. 98.9 FM for the best country.